Now time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week as I sit in for Alan while he's covering most of the sport at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games.
My pleasure, Toby, and I think you and I both get a fix of the Commonwealth Games this week as well, so we shouldn't be too hard on Alan having a week in Birmingham. It's good to meet you.
And before we do talk about the Commonwealth Games, Matt, I thought we would start this week with some announcements here at the RNIB, following on from some recent changes to the structure of the organisation, as there's been an announcement of 5 new appointments to the leadership team this week.
Yeah, I mean, two of those are external and 3 are, you know, very well-deserved sort of, promotions and appointments of internal staff who were with us already, but just maybe taking the external ones first. So our very good old sort of HR director, Roz, left us to go to a big job in local authority back in the spring. So we've been in the market for a new sort of chief people officer. And I'm delighted that we've been able to appoint Kerry Eldridge, which is going to join us in early October. And Kerry comes from a long career working in a variety of health service trusts, including running the HR function in the people function in the one in Cornwall, which covered all of Cornwall, and has latterly moved into the sort of care home sector. So she brings a wealth of sort of, people management experience that's very relevant to us. So delighted Kerry is going to join us in October. And then we've also created a new role where we're bringing together our sort of internal, external comms under one roof, if you like, and we've appointed a director of communications who's called Charlotte Jackson, who joins us from Parkinson's Society. And again, she brings some really good sort of recent experience of sort of mobilising the comms function in support of the sort of purpose and campaigning effort of the Parkinson's Society. So very pleased to have Kerry and Charlotte joining. And then we've got 3 sort of internal moves, if you like, where we've got Jim Sanders going to head up our sort of innovation team, Debbie Miller, who's joined us in the spring, who's going to sort of become the director of sort of customer experience and clearly put a lot of focus on how we sort of try and provide the best possible experience for our customers. And then Emma Williams, who's been with us for a few years, about the same time as me, actually cemented in a sort of senior role in our fundraising team. And all those things are strategically aligned with what we've sort of signed off with the trustees over the course of the last sort of 9 months or so, with a real focus on, bringing innovation to market, really focusing on the customer and putting a lot of energy into our sort of fundraising work. So all those 3 internal sort of moves are very logical appointments on things that are very important to us.
And as the Commonwealth Games are on at the moment in Birmingham, we must talk about some of the great successes from many of the blind and partially sighted athletes. And I was very lucky to be at the Lee Valley Velodrome over the weekend covering the track power cycling, and the crowd went absolutely wild when Neil Fatchie and his pilot Lewis Stewart won their gold. And it was also good to see Libby Clegg out on the cycle track for the first time with her pilot Jenny Hall. It's been a great Commonwealth Games so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, brilliant. I mean, I know you were at the Velodrome. I'm going tomorrow to watch a bit of netball and athletics, which is a mixed programme on the athletics, which will be great on Saturday morning. I think Yates has been great. I think, UK does put on a good show when it comes to sporting events, as we saw in London 2012. We're a great nation of sports tourists and we like supporting things. So, most of the games have been played out to sort of packed houses, which has been fantastic, I think, for the spectacle, but also for the competitors. And it's great, in that mixed program to see the VI athletes, being so prominent and doing so well. So as you say, Neil Fackey is a well-known sort of household name, and Lorna, his wife, who wasn't participating this time, but was cheering him on. And she's been a good friend to the RNIB, attending some recent events with our trustees and some of our major donors, talking about her cycling career and her approach, interestingly, to nutrition, actually, and how she, makes sure she gets a really sort of, the appropriate diet for, sort of world-class athlete. So yeah, delighted to see Neil doing so well, although I would know Lorna a bit better. Yeah, another good friend of the RNIB, Stephen Clegg. You mentioned Libby. So Libby's brother, Stephen, swims for Scotland. I was lucky enough to talk to him in Edinburgh about a month ago, and he was telling me how impressed he was with the Scottish kit, actually, for the Commonwealth Games. So he won a silver in the swimming earlier in the week, and at one point he looked like he was going to just get the gold out. He just got pipped at the end, but think he's had a slightly disrupted sort of training program, but it was great to talk to him a month ago and delighted to see him sort of winning gold. We've had BI athletes and things like the sort of pairs Lawn Bowls, which has been great. That's been down at Leamington Spa. And then at the athletics, we've got Zach Shaw today, even running. He's got Stargardt's disease, Zach, and he's running in 100 metres in the appropriate para category, and he's got a good chance of winning that. So, yeah, it's been great to have the integrated programme, actually. I think it's really, you know, brings it, everything is absolutely mainstream, you know, fabulous pack played to packed houses, and great to get the profile, you know, in the coverage and absolutely bang on the medal table. So, yeah, delighted. I'm really pleased, you know, as I say, good friends of the RNIB have been doing really well this week.
Matt, we must close with news that August marks the month of a year since the RNIB talking books have been available through the Amazon Alexa smart speaker. And we've had some really good feedback from blind and partially sighted people who have been listening to their RNIB books in this way.
Yeah, I can't believe it's a year. Amazon are, you know, very sort of close partner to the RNIB. You know, we have some very first division partners in the sort of tech space in which they're one. And clearly, you know, voice technology, you know, the lived experience of sight loss is a massive contributor to their technological development, actually. And it's clearly, you know, blind and partially sighted people using voice technology to access information, content, talking books is an enormous fillip. And therefore, they have a very strong opinion on these matters. And we're a fount of really valuable insight. So we have a very strong relationship with Amazon, particularly on Alexa. So, yeah, really great to have that relationship. And it's great. We've had a year now of this sort of capability being out there. You know, we gave away quite a few of these last year as part of the launch. And we've had some really good feedback, you know, from customers as we're, you know, coming to the anniversary or on the anniversary, describing Alexa as life-changing, as wonderful, and people talking about Alexa being sort of part of the family. You know, it sits in the corner and actually it's sort of, you know, engage with it as part of the family and even say good night and good morning to it. And I think, you know, just generally the thread running through all this feedback is, you know, is really supporting that great sense of independence, you know, by having that capability which you can talk to and get information back, of which, you know, say talking books are part. I mean, you know, we're keen to hear constructive criticisms too. Not everything is always going to be perfect and we need to evolve and improve. So, you know, I've had a few bits of feedback about sort of getting the device set up, you know, and just sort of helping with some of the admin of it, actually. So that's an area of focus. But, you know, fundamentally, more than four out of five people who, you know, fed back were absolutely delighted with having the device, really enjoyed using it. And as I sort of hinted at earlier, you know, saw a ton of benefits in having it sitting in the corner of the room, able to provide a whole host of information and content.
Well, if you would like to find out more about the RNIB Talking Books and how you can access them through your Amazon Smart device, or if you have any questions at all relating to sight loss, you can always visit the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk, where you'll find a great wealth of information and advice. You can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can even use your Amazon Smart device and ask Dear Old Lady to call the RNIB too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for joining me today here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Toby, and I think we both enjoyed, you have and I will enjoy, you know, immersion in the Commonwealth Games this week. So it's a nice week. Good to speak to you.